What about terms like hillbilly, or is that ever used around here much? Or
not here.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. The part right here above your eyebrows, your...
It's your brow.
Or...
Forehead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What might come down on my forehead here is my...
Yeah, higher.
Mm-hmm. And I would grow something here, I would grow...
Your beard.
Mm-hmm. This is my...
Ear.
Yeah, which one?
Your left ear.
And this one is my...
Right ear.
Mm-hmm. And this is my...
Mustache. Your mouth.
Yeah, both of those. This is my...
Neck.
And right here is my...
Throat.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard... What's this thing called?
Adam apple.
Ever heard any other names for that? Maybe any older terms? Or?
I don't recall.
Have you ever heard the term goozle used for Adam's apple?
I think the term goozle meant you swallowing your throat. I don't think it meant the apple itself.
Yeah, not the actual apple. Okay. Okay, I see. And these are?
Teeth.
Mm-hmm. One of them is a...
Tooth.
And the fleshy parts around the
cheek
are inside.
Oh, gum.
Mm-hmm. The bird was real small. I like to hold it right
in your hand.
Or in this
palm of the hand.
Mm-hmm. And these are
fist.
One of them.
It's a fist.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes if you get arthritis, it usually affects your
elbow.
Yeah, or the
joints.
Mm-hmm. And a man must have a broad
chest.
Yeah. And
muscles.
Yeah, also
shoulders.
Mm-hmm. And this is a
hand.
These are two
hands.
Uh-huh. And let's see. This is a
foot.
And two
feet.
Mm-hmm. And this is a
knee.
Yeah, or the whole thing is a
leg.
What is this part of it called?
You shin.
Get on up right against the table. Then. Any other name for shin you ever heard people use? Sometimes men around out top of them, they'll kind of squat. And something like this, they're squatting.
They're on their haunches.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Someone who's not really in very good health, you might say, well, she's up and about, but still looks a little bit...
peaking.
Mm-hmm. Ever use anything like puny or sickly there?
We could use either one of those terms.
Mm-hmm. Do they all mean about the same
thing? The same, yeah.
Mm-hmm. A person who, let's see, you might say, he ought to be able to do that work because he's big and...
stout or strong.
And a person who's very easy to get along with is a...
good natured.
Mm-hmm. Ever call that kind of person clever or kind? Those mean something different.
Well, I think that would mean...